This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. The wedding industry in Malaysia is one of its most lucrative, being valued around 7 billion ringgit in 2018. But it was also one of the hardest hit during the pandemic, with large-scale events totally shutting down for 2 years. What was that like, and how quickly is that sector recovering now that many couples are sprinting post-pandemic to the altar? I have Benson Yin of Bridal Gallery, two of us on the line with me to tell us all about that.
Hi Christine, I'm Benson Yin here from 2 of Us Signature Studio. Actually, this is Two of Us Signature Studio is founded, actually not founded by me. Actually, I took over this business since 2016. Yeah, it was founded by my photographer friend, who is Chua and Kelvin. And then eventually, they decided to move on to their commercial side of business, right? So I took over this business since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was that like to take over the business at that point?
It was part of my dream also to open a bridal studio in Malaysia here. And previously, my grandfather, he owned a studio many, many years back ago. Yeah, my grandfather was a photographer as well.
Yeah. I see. So before you joined Two of Us and before you took over, what was your experience with the bridal industry?
Yeah, actually, I was a graduate from accounting and finance background in bachelor degree. Yeah. So since 2009, I was a part-time, like a hobby and portrait and travel photographer. And then after that, one of my uni friend, she asked me to like, oh, Benson, you own a photographer. Come, can you help me to take photo from my weddings? So that was my very, very first assignment, yeah.
Okay, great. And could you tell me a little bit about the difference between bridal photography and photography in general in terms of how that differs?
Okay, bridal photography compared to like travel and hobby, for wedding photography, we need to be alert and more spontaneous to what's happening throughout the event, especially wedding day. We have to alert like things, what's going to happen later. For example, like bride and groom, the bride is hugging her parents, and then suddenly out of a sudden the bride and or her parents, the tears are falling down from their eyes. Yeah, so that's a very priceless moment that we must capture. Yeah, compared to hobby or traveling, we can take our own sweet time and capture some of the pictures. Yeah,
I see. And what is the appeal of bridal photography specifically for you?
Well, bridal photography for us, right? Actually, for all the stories, for all the photos that we took, must contain like the storylines. When clients look at our pictures, so they can remember what's happening during their wedding day. And still remember there's a client. She was very grateful after her weddings. Because after her wedding, her grandmother passed away. And then she told us, yeah, she was very grateful. We took a lot of nice candid moments of her grandmother. For example, like her grandmother was drinking the tea that they served during tea ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then saw the group pictures with her grandmother. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, that's really sweet. I do want to go back a little bit to talking about the business itself, although I do understand that you did not start the business yourself. But tell me about the process. At that point when you joined in 2016, how was Two of Us performing, and why did you decide to take over the position?
All right. So before 2016 and since about 2009, I was having like two jobs. My main full-time job was a finance analyst. So on weekend, I take photography like a part-time and freelance as a freelance photographer. Throughout the years, then I found that I lost passion in finance industry. Until 2016, I met my friend, Kelvin, and told me, Benson, I decided to let go this business because I have to build up my family I have to focus more on commercial side of business. And then since 2016, with my wife, Alexis, so I became like a full-time in this bridal business.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. And so I want to talk a little bit about the fact that you guys are a photography studio. I must imagine that it costs a fair amount of money to run the business. You have a lot of equipment that you have. You have to figure out logistics of getting to places, especially for weddings that take place that are destination weddings, for example. You know, there's a lot of capital that's going to go into that, right? So tell me a little bit about the money side of things. Tell me a little bit about what it costs essentially to run a bridal photography business.
Okay. For this bridal photography business, I would say the initial capital we spend at least about 150,000, 150K for the 2-hour signature studio in PJSS2 that I took over previously. And then ongoing, we have to upgrade, we have to upgrade our cameras, our gowns, our wedding gowns and men's suit collections. Yeah. We have a lot of fixed costs, for example, like our shop renter, our full-time staff, and then some of the renter and utilities, which at least about 100 to 150,000 per year.
So are you guys profitable and are you guys able to sustain that? I mean, you've been running the business since 2016. How has that been like for you?
Yeah, all the while since 2016 until the year before COVID, we still managed to make some profits, just that until the pandemic year onwards, our business was hit badly. Very, very bad.
We'll definitely have a chat about how the pandemic affected your business shortly. I do want to ask you a little bit about the services that are provided. I think it's also a bit, sometimes I think with the bridal industry, it can be a bit intimidating, right? When you're looking at the potential variety of things you have to offer, because it's not just about the photography itself. As you mentioned, it's also the costume rental. It's also finding the location. Do you have an in-house studio or not, right? So tell me about the services that you guys provide.
Yeah, actually we provide like services from before pandemic. We did a lot like destination pre-wedding, for example, like Europe, Japan, or some of New Zealand or Melbourne pre-wedding. And also, of course, some of the domestic local pre-wedding or wedding day. And also we provide bridal makeup and also gown rental, family portraits to our clients.
So it sounds as if, you have to have a lot of pokers and a lot of different fires, right? You have to be able to source the costumes. You have to be able to find a staff who are able to do makeup in the first place. You have to, of course, the photography aspect of things. And then that's not even taking into account the travel aspect. So as I assume as you've expanded the team, you've been looking for people within these niches, right?
Yes. All the while we have to build new talents. For example, like some of the fresh grad from the Wine Academy, right? Some of them, they join us like an intern and then eventually we promoted them into full-time. But we have to guide and teach them, start from scratch.
And also out of interest as well, where do you source a lot of your, I guess, your resources, right? So for example, these gowns and these suits, as well as your camera equipment, and potentially even like backdrops and stuff like that. Where do you source all of these different resources?
For wedding gowns and men's suit, our source would the mainly actually from some of them are from overseas, like China, or some of them are locally made. My another partner, she's doing custom tailor gown for some our wedding bride.
And what exactly is the distinction between the gowns that are sourced internationally versus locally?
I would say the design more up to trend. Some of the bride, they like to have more trendy, because every year there's a new trend of bridal gowns. So our studio, we have to keep on upgrade.
Right, I see. So basically, for your costumes as well, it goes in like a cycle, right? You sort of have to bring in and out the fashions that have fallen in and out of style as well.
Yes, correct.
I see. So, okay, I think one of the other things about the bridal industry as well, to a lot of people, and I think to the average consumer, a lot of the services that are provided for the bridal industry are marked up fairly high, right? You know, that is a reality of the bridal industry as well. Tell me a little bit about how you guys have justified your price points for these services that you provide.
In terms of price points, actually it's quite subjective, yeah. As this wedding industry is very, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And actually now we focus more on medium and high range customers, which we provide more exclusive or private one-to-one consultation services to our wedding bride. Yeah. As compared to those traditional wedding studio. Yeah. Because clients or couples, they can talk to us directly. What do you want for their wedding photos? Yeah. And then we'll provide consultation to them, like what you're going to prepare. And then like they can tell us what they want. Yeah.
More of a premium sort of clientele, first of all. And then second of all, the nature of your services is that they're a lot more personalized and a lot more customizable as well. And that is pushing the price point up a bit higher.
Yeah, yes. In wedding industry, like in terms of pricing, there are a lot of pricing because this industry is very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
There are package from 2,000 ringgit, at least, I think, 2,000 until some of the package are like 8,000 or 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, it's not about the pricing. End of the day, it's all about the artworks that we can produce.
All right. Well, it's time for us to take a short break. But after that, I will continue speaking to Benson Yin, the owner of Two of a Signature Studio, which is an exclusive bridal gallery. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Benson Yin. He is the owner of Bridal Gallery Two of Us, and he's on the line with me to tell us about the wedding industry. Before the break, we talked a little bit about how he got involved with Two of Us initially, the services they provide, and their growth before the pandemic. Now, also taking a look before the pandemic as well, could you shed some light on the general state of the bridal industry in Malaysia pre-pandemic?
During this pre-pandemic, actually, there are many bridal houses in Malaysia, yeah. And then most of them are working well, regardless of whether it's a wedding studio or a freelance photographer, no matter the freelance photographer is experienced or fresh grad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the industry was going very well during pre-pandemic.
And what would you say are some misconceptions that consumers or clients have about the bridal industry or bridal studios in general, especially here in Malaysia?
Okay, for misconception about bridal industry and bridal studio, actually most of the couples, they are not aware of some of the hidden fees or hidden costs that might incur, you know. So that will cause like misconception to the couples.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some of the couples, they went to wedding fair and then they talked directly to the salesperson. And then they couldn't imagine like what's the gown that they're going to choose because they couldn't see the actual gowns, right? Until the day they went to the studio and choose their wedding gowns, like during the gown fitting session.
Mm-hmm.
And also most of the photo samples are from those like professional models. Mm. I mean, some of the sample photos they are seeing, yeah.
So, I mean, just out of interest as well, you know, as you mentioned, there are occasionally some, I would say, bad actors in the bridal industry that do, unfortunately, have a lot of hidden costs, right, when it comes to booking their services or their, I guess, their resources or their products. To what extent is that a prevalent problem in the bridal industry, and what steps are being taken to address that?
Actually, we didn't participate in wedding fair. Mm-hmm. Because our site here, we provide more exclusive services to our wedding couples that they can view all our wedding gowns and also some of our wedding albums, you know. And our wedding albums and samples, all the sample photos are from our previous actual clients. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we didn't show them like those samples photos from supermodels.
Right, right.
Or talents, yeah.
I see. I think, first of all, I think that helps with a lot of transparency about, you know, your style or what you could offer your clientele. But in terms of the issue of hidden costs, right, how are you making sure that your clients are assured or reassured that, you know, those are not in the cards for you guys?
Okay, in terms of that, yeah, normally we'll explain like from 1 to 10, like all the wedding details, all the details in our packages that we're going to sell to our clients. So we have to explain to them, like for example, like makeup, there's no hidden fees, that we strictly don't practice that in our studio. Mm. Yeah, and also like wedding gowns, you can choose like any of our wedding gowns in our studio. Yeah, so just some of the bride, they scared, oh, like during pre-wedding shoot, we have to ask them to keep on upgrade or top up additional costs. Yeah.
Right. So first of all, you have like a detailed breakdown of, you know, how much each part of the service costs. And then second of all, you know, during the process as well, there is no continued upselling throughout the process, which maybe some other people might be guilty of, I suppose.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I also have to talk about, you know, how the pandemic affected the bridal industry and two of us specifically as well. As we all know, the pandemic shut down a lot of large-scale events, including weddings. And that was, I think, one of the stricter rules or impositions put in place for the time of the pandemic. Could you tell me a little bit about how two of us fared during that time?
Okay, during pandemic, it was affected our business very, very bad. Definitely, there's no weddings since 2020 and 2021. Our studio in PJSS2, we have to close down our outlet there. And then we moved to another smaller studio in Bukit Jalil, which nearby Pavilion 2. And then all the while, we are still paying our staff full-time salary. And of course, rental, utilities, we have to pay all the fixed costs. Until the extent that we have to spend our personal saving in order to sustain all this business.
Mm.
Yeah, because we were seeing a lot of the same industry, some of the bridal houses or studio closed down, or eventually they sold out their business.
Right, I see. And so, you know, now that things are picking up again and events are allowed and slowly things are sort of happening, I think also there is this sort of boom as well of a lot of couples who were not able to have their weddings during the pandemic who are all sort of rushing now to get that done. So is that at all helping you guys to recover from the effects of the pandemic?
Yes, definitely. The wedding industry are blooming again now, and thanks to all our previous clients, our family, our friends, they recommend some of the couples to us, and then thanks God we're able to survive this year. And yeah, although some of the couples, they are postponing their wedding dates a few times since 2020 and 20, we still accommodate. For example, like some of the couple, their weddings in 2020 and 20, they have to postpone until like 20 and 21. And in 20 and 21, lockdown again, they have to postpone until this year. So even though the invoice that they sign only valid for a year, but we extend our services to them like 3 years.
Mm.
So you know, actually, we feel glad as well they can eventually help their weddings this year. Yeah.
I see. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, I guess, Benson, my final question for you is, what are the plans for the future of Two of Us?
Okay, our future plan for Two of Us, we have to keep on like improve our photography works to up to trend. And then we have to build more new talents and improve our services. Hopefully, we can build another franchise in another state. Yeah, in Malaysia. And also, actually, since 2021, we have extend our services towards more like digital marketing on commercial side of photography and videography business.
Okay, so you are expanding past just the bridal industry into something a little bit more varied as well.
Yes, correct. Because social medias are very important nowadays. So we extend our services to some of the wedding couples. They are doing their own business. So we tell them, oh, we can provide this photo and videography services to you all.
All right. Fantastic. Well, that's about it for today's conversation. Thank you so much to Benson for speaking to me all about two of us.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you.
I'm Christine Wong. You've been listening to Open for Business. I've been speaking to Benson Yin, the owner of Bridal Gallery, two of us today, about the wedding industry in Malaysia. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can go ahead and download our app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen back to this interview and more. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.